Now imagine seeing an art form being created right in front of you. That's what it must have been like at the 1927 opening night of Showboat, the show that set a pattern for musical theater that remains in place today. About 85 years later, it's still a show with plenty to tell us, stocked with great songs and archetypal characters. Leah Wood's Almanza is Magnolia in the show, and her character goes on quite a journey. It's a Diamond Head Theater production opening 10 days from today. Leah's with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. You do go on quite a journey as this character. You start as a teenager.
Yes, correct.
Somewhat naive teenager, dare I say?
Yes, somewhat naive. I think I've been exposed to more, perhaps, than other teenagers at that age, just because I am surrounded by the Showboat people. And those are my peers growing up. I don't have the traditional schooling. I'm on the Showboat getting my education.
And the love of your life is not the sort of upright, solid citizen a girl might dream of.
No,
yeah?
Not what my mother would have chosen for me. Definitely not.
What's he like?
He comes aboard as a gambler with some airs, questionable on the stories and the family that he tells us he's from. That's, you know, part of my leading man's job to figure out what is his depth in that character. But we do fall in love. I think it is a genuine love that happens in that first scene of our meeting.
It's one of the real truths, and you know, there's a lot of truths in this musical. It's not a frothy escape show. I think that's what made it different when it came out.
Yes, there are a lot of issues that are brought up that are very real and very present. And John Rampage, as our director, has really worked to get us to understand what it was like. You know, how we interact, what, storyline.
One of the issues that comes Magnolia's way is that it's quite possible to fall in love with somebody that your mother might not approve of.
Right.
And you can't help it, right?
Nope, can't help loving that man. Indeed.
So how do you convey something like that?
For the arc of the character?
Yeah.
The growth? I've been, I guess, you know, as an opera singer training and just coming into this musical and using text now and not just the notes to convey those emotions and the growth, it's been very eye-opening to me. I've had to do a lot of comparisons, but realizations that it's different for Magnolia at 16 versus Leah at 16 growing up here in Hawaii. So, how do you convey that? Convey it?
Well, what's different about her at 16? What do you have to transform to be this girl at 16?
She's more simple. The exposure, you know, that she's had on the Showboat is limited. The people that she's been surrounded with, her best friend Julie, for example. I mean, that's her best friend on the Showboat. She doesn't have peers her age. Julie's older. Julie's the leading lady on the Showboat. It's different. Magnolia looks up to her, and really, I think it's in her soul to be a performer also, which we see later on in the show. But it's
so she's kind of a naive girl in a sort of a sophisticated environment in some ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in some ways she knows, but in some ways when she meets Ravenel for example the first time, it's
Ravenel's the gambler.
Yes, it's the first time that she feels that little tingle of okay, mm-hmm. And then he says, "Hey, let's make believe we fall in love." It's like, only make believe, okay. And it's a new process, a new thought that I really had not seen in my 16 years on the Showboat. So
they go from making believe to the real thing, course of the song.
Yep, in the course of the song, which is what theater's about, right?
Falling and that's one of the great things, sort of the conventions of the modern musical is the falling in love song, mm-hmm. the guy and the girl mm-hmm. who's sort of in the, you know, If I Loved You is another example.
Yeah, and I've definitely learned about that during this process of learning how to be, working on Magnolia and lyric progression, which I suppose there is lyric progression in opera, of course, but, I mean, it's very apparent in our first song, Only Make Believe. It really...
Lyric progression meaning the way the character of each verse sort of tells a different story?
Yeah, and the beats of my emotions and how they are changing and growing within a song.
So
we don't have 2 hours to let the audience see that.
It's a 3-minute song, and by the end,
the audience has to see that, she's gone from this naive 16-year-old to, you know, just saying hello to this gambler. This not even a gambler. I don't know that he is that. Just saying hello because I'm friendly and I wanted to meet someone new. To wow.
To all the way okay. in love 5 minutes later.
I love you. Yes, that's the challenge.
When you're dealing with spoken word, just the dramatic scenes that you've got, mm-hmm. it does seem daunting because when you're used to a score and a melody and, you know, chords to sort of give you an emotional framework,
yes.
you kind of have to supply all that suddenly.
It has been very challenging for me, I will admit.
Is that the toughest part?
Yes, absolutely. Thank goodness John Rampage has been very patient with me, and he's been working with me for many months, helping guide me through this. It's a toolbox that I hadn't touched upon in over 6 years, you know, with my taking a break from my career with the children, and now really having to draw upon, yeah, the way in conveying those emotions.
But I bet he told you can do it.
Yeah, he had faith in me. I hope I haven't let him down.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that you have.
Thank you.
It's great to talk to you this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Leah Woods Almanza is Magnolia in the Diamond Head Theater production of Showboat. Opens March 28th, runs until April 20th. You can find out more about the show at hpr2.org.
Fish got to swim and birds got to fly. I've got to love one man till I die.